Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Battle for the planets of the Luke and Pete Show. A new episode is in your pod box. I hope your ears devour it with gusto. And the ear tongue enjoys every last morsel.
It's good. I was expecting you to lose momentum.
No.
I thought that's a bombastic start. There's no way you can keep this up.
I'm not spoken over a bed for a little while. Because I've not done radio, so I'm kind of missing it. I'm quite enjoying the space it allows.
It's not the point that you're missing it. Are the public missing it?
Well, we'll see on Rage Our Day, won't we?
We will. Can you break in under Cloak of Darkness and check out the text console, see if people are asking for you?
Where's Pete? At Pete. I'm still part of the email system, I've noticed.
Are you?
Because when the coronavirus outbreak obviously happened and continues to happen, there was an email that went around saying, just be careful, guys. You know, wash your hands. Bit of alcohol gel here and there will not hurt. Mm. And one of my colleagues, my ex-colleagues, wrote... since Japan, China, Taiwan, all of these places are out of action when it comes to going on holiday, I worry for Pete Donaldson's holidays. And I replied to him, I said, I'm still on the email, Brendan.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Cheeky.
You should have left it and see how
vicious it could get.
But also, you should have replied all with you drinking a tub of alcohol gel, saying, delicious.
I'm having a nice time, thank you.
I'm always alcohol gel.
I did have a photograph of me in Japan with a surgical mask on, but I thought that was in bad taste.
Yeah.
Because people are literally dying.
Yeah, and, bloody snowflakes.
Bloody snowflakes? What, the people who are dying of coronavirus?
People who are upset would be upset about a photo of you dressed in that muscle top you're wearing today with a coronavirus shield mask
on. It looks like I've gone very badly.
Yeah.
My body's gone very badly. My skin's fallen off. Yeah. When he says muscle top, it's a t-shirt that has muscles printed on it.
Yeah.
Like a picture you'd see in some kind of...
I'm going to say the late 80s / early 90s wrestler, Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but without the hair. Without the hair around the nethers.
No.
But no, I'm not wearing like a kind of a midlife crisis muscle top.
Speaking of that, of midlife crisis, how was your weekend?
It was all right. What did I do? Friday, I went for a drink with a friend whose birthday it was. And then Saturday, I went to see Crystal Palace versus Newcastle United. And I drank a lot of red wine.
Why red wine?
What, fancy.
In the stadium?
Red wine's quite a touch at a football match.
Do they even sell it?
Absolutely sink it.
Are you in the executive box?
I was in. Okay. I was in a nice area.
Okay, right.
Mick McCarthy was there.
Mick McCarthy.
Oh, nice.
He's very tall. And I thought, yes, of course he's very tall. Mm.
You expect him to be small?
Well, you expect older gentlemen to just shrink, but you can't shrink that much if you're Mick McCarthy. That would be insane.
They do, yeah, people do start the show. I think it's because apparently, evolutionary speaking, the spine is only designed, is only sort of around generally for like 35 years or something.
Because that's
like
and then expensive it just starts
for
to...
most of human life.
Well, are we going
so to think, curve.
Are we gonna replace it at any moment?
I'm already curving.
My neck hurts constantly.
Out. Yeah, you had a problem. Is it to do with your constipation?
No, but if you want to link it to that, it could be. Maybe some of my spine has been taken up with compacted poopies.
Well, the reason I say that is because you are famously, largely thanks to me, famously constipated.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an article which said there was a guy who had been admitted into A&E or the doctor's surgery or whatever because he had problems with his left leg, and it turned out it was because he was constipated. So I wondered if it was linked to your neck, because you just woke up one morning and your neck was fucked.
Yeah. the worst blues song ever. But yeah,
I woke up one morning.
I had wry neck, and I thought my head was going to fall off my shoulders. But this time around, when it happened last week, I wasn't as worried.
Because heads are heavy, aren't they?
Heads heavy as the head that wears the Donny brain.
Yeah,
it's full of nonsense. But I went via Uber over a lot of speed bumps, screaming every time.
Oh, it's a pain.
Oh,
do you know something? Last week, I had to get an Uber back from somewhere because it was late.
Was your head falling off? Don't think so.
No, it wasn't. Mm. My head is massive as well, very heavy. There's a lot of heavy lifting doing this neck here.
Your Luke is obsessed with people's heads size. If we ever go for a meeting with someone, he's always sizing up the person we're meeting's head.
Well, it's lucky for me because you have got a normal size head, so there's no problem with it.
I don't think I can't figure out whether I've got a pinhead or a big head.
It's normal.
It's kind of, is it?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's normal. Trust me, I've spent a lot of time looking at the size of people's heads. I think yours is normal. Anyway, I was in this Uber, and it's about an hour.
Mm.
And I'm not. I know this makes me sound like a delicate flower and all the rest of it, but I was so sick when I got out. I just felt terrible. Speed bumps, stopping and starting, hot.
Were you looking at your phone, though?
I was trying to avoid it.
If I'm in a rush and I'm a bit tired or I've not eaten or I've eaten too much, looking at my phone makes me incredibly car sick. It's weird. Yeah. You've got to be in the right frame of mind for a car journey. An Uber's always like a last minute, got to get somewhere really, really quick kind of situation.
Mm.
I got from here to City Airport in about half an hour. When I had to go, incredible driving from the man.
Yeah. Do you remember? Remember I told the story that I had to put that suit in an Uber.
Yes, you
did. And that guy, I thought to myself, is it worth him losing his license for this? Yes, actually. Yeah, for me it is because it's really important.
All right.
But obviously nothing happens.
I'd love to hear any crazy stories from Uber drivers. If anybody listens to
good shout.
If anybody listens to the Look and Pete Show while they're driving around in an Uber. Hello to the passenger.
Anywhere in the world.
There is a £50 soiling charge.
Yeah.
This Uber is fully licensed and he ain't going to touch you.
I don't think anyone's going to be so stupid, given how Uber drivers are so protective over their ratings. I don't think anyone's going to be so stupid
as to put the
Luke and Pete show in the fucking Uber. I mean, that is a low percentage move. But there's a much bigger chance they are going to give you one star.
Would you like to put your own music on, sir? Yes, the Luke and Pete show. Give us the aux cable, bitch.
Yeah, I want that Doc Brown sample on loop. By the way, Pete, I went to see the Tutankhamun exhibition yesterday.
Oh, you were giving it the Big Licks last week. You were really excited. Like a little boy.
It's good.
Little spooky boy who likes Egyptian things.
It was really interesting.
Was his death mask there?
No. Doesn't go out of Cairo, apparently.
Fuck's sake.
But there's loads of good stuff.
I would not send anything to London because we'll steal it like Elgin marbles.
Do you know what it made me think of? It made me think of, this is a bit morbid, but like if someone in your family dies or someone you're close to dies, there's a lot of admin, right? Between their sad demise and the funeral, particularly, there's a lot of admin.
Yeah,
that's why I think the funeral kind of is obviously it's a cathartic thing for a number of reasons.
Mm.
But a lot of it is that right, okay, now it's happened because it doesn't feel like it's happened until you get through all the admin. And I was just thinking when I was walking around that Tutankhamun exhibition. I mean, he was buried in like three different rooms in like a big mausoleum tomb full of stuff. And I thought to myself,
what a waste.
What about the people who've had to do all the stuff to help him in the afterlife? Do you know what I mean? So guess what? I mean, this is the scenario. So I'm the king's emissary or whatever, and I come to you and you're the best, I don't know, chair maker in Egypt. Mm. And I say, by the way, bad news, king's dead. The pharaoh's dead.
Mm.
Because news will travel slowly then, because it's, you know, 3,500 years ago.
It's on papyrus.
Yeah, probably. King's dead. He's going to have to show a load of kind of grief outwardly because he's going to be sad that, you know, the boy king at the age of 19 has died unexpectedly. But then he's thinking, fucking hell, I've got to make five different gold fucking chairs now. And all they're going to do is stuck in the ground.
Look, this is exactly why sofa makers piss me off.
Mm.
When they sell you a sofa, that sofa doesn't exist in the world. And it really grinds my gears that you've got to wait 4 months for them to make the fucking thing that that you've ordered.
Yeah. Shouldn't be selling it unless
you're
there.
Shouldn't be selling it unless you own it. Unbelievable. So he's only got himself to blame in that particular situation.
Friend of small businesses, Pete Johnson. You should be making 100 of them. I don't give a shit if you sell them or not.
Yeah, I just like the idea. What you do, like, just don't just wait until somebody needs one.
Mm.
It's like when you got a Dixie Chicken on Kentish Town High Street.
Mm.
It wasn't even Dixie Chicken, was it? It was Sam's Chicken. Yeah. Not there anymore. But they wouldn't cook the chips until you asked for them. The chicken would be ready, But then you go, can I have some chips with them, some fries, or make them already? You're always going to sell fries, mate.
Yeah.
And no one's going to complain that they're old fries. Just stick them in the under the heater.
Most people are pissed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in Sam's Chicken. I'm not a discerning consumer of food.
No.
So just have them ready so I don't have to wait for you to fry some new red hot bloody chips.
But if you were, even people know that you're not even a fetishizer of food anyway, so you just chuck anything down your gob.
I'll give you a quick restaurant review.
Go on.
Mr. G's Chicken on Old Compton Street, yeah. Over the road from my house.
Yeah.
Actually, not over the road from my house.
Yeah.
Disgusting. If my mam went to Heron Whole Foods or Iceland and made her own chicken shop, Taiwanese style, I'm putting in massive inverted finger commas, that's what it would taste like. Gross.
But they're not, but people, they just want people walking past pissed, don't they? So get in here.
No, it's they've got the design, they've got all of like the kanji on the wall, it looks cool. And then I had what could only be described as some, it was like Iceland food. It was like, not that Iceland food is terrible, but like really cheap chicken nuggets that they've put a bit of seasoning on the top of. Mm. Awful.
That's why mum's gone to Iceland.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, I'm
glad, because that would cause me a problem if there's a delicious chicken shop over the road from me.
A chicken shop is
me and G.
kind of the only thing that Tutankhamun didn't fucking happen is too.
So what else did they have?
Oh, mate.
Going back to the thing.
Well, because the idea was that after, so they died, they believed, the ancient Egyptians, that people died twice. They died once when they physically died, and then died again when the last person spoke their name.
Yeah.
And during the death process, they had to go through the netherworld to get to paradise.
Right.
So the idea was you bury a, particularly someone of importance, like a pharaoh, with all this stuff to help him in the afterlife. Yeah. So it's kind of these little...
Because you're not starting from zero.
No.
You don't want a pharaoh to rock up in the afterlife.
Nothing on.
Have to like...
No
you
weapon.
Know, bob a job, kind yeah. of just, you know, bus yeah. boy for a yeah. bit. And make his way again.
No.
No.
And the problem is, like, we've been invaded. Where's all the weapons? They're in the fucking tomb. We can't dig them out again, because that would be disrespectful.
Did they chuck a lot of cats in there as well? Wasn't that a thing?
They loved mummifying
cats. They flung a couple of them in.
That wasn't included in the exhibition. Maybe they thought that was in poor taste. But one thing that is absolutely remarkable, and I'm sure many people know the story of Howard Carter and the discovery of the tomb like 100 years ago or whatever. I think it was around 100 years ago. I'm fairly certain that's why that exhibition is there.
On its world tour, U2 style.
Yeah. Is that... the condition of it is unbelievable. Like so it's been buried, obviously, and it's been discovered 100 years ago. Honestly, some of the stuff in there, which is made of wood, it's not made of like a really hard wearing metal or anything. All of it, it's made of wood and it's gilded with like gold leaf or whatever. It looks, Pete, honestly, if I put it in front of you now, it
you
looks
think
like
it was like a chair that you'd buy in like a shabby chic.
It looks perfect.
Right.
You could have thought that it was made yesterday. It's incredible, the detail. And the ornate kind of jewellery. You know, it is amazing. And the thing is, I find, you can make an argument, it's the most beautiful thing ever been discovered. It's certainly the most important archaeological discovery ever. And it's priceless, right? I mean, if the only person you could sell that to, if you came into possession of it, is some kind of criminal gang, presumably, because no one's going to buy it off you. Oh yeah, give me £1 million. What is it? It's this from the Tutankhamun. What? I can't fucking buy that.
Well,
because if I display it at any point, I'm just going to get fucking arrested.
Well, yeah, exactly. So
it's amazing. I wonder how much stuff went missing, because I reckon he's dead now. So what I like about him, I reckon he definitely went.
Died of the curse.
We found 5,100 priceless artifacts. What's in that bag? That's my lunch,
mate. If you discover it, you're allowed to take a little, you know, pull an eagle's head off the eagle.
It was funded
pop
by
in your pocket.
It was funded by like a wealthy aristocrat who I think was in charge of the whole thing, Lord Carnarvon. So I'm pretty sure that he had a good
probably,
kind of control over the whole
probably
thing.
Probably wanted to know if there was any aristocrats in there.
Yeah,
all mummified and that.
Sorry, that's really great. But is O'Malley the alley cat in it?
Do you know the names of
that's
the
only one I know from the song. From the song.
It used to fascinate me when I was a kid. It was like one of the things that my teachers always said about me. I was obsessed with ancient Egypt, which is really weird.
That's a cool thing, though.
The boy king. I was obsessed with the fact that I think I just like traps. Like where you go into the pyramid and then you'd find yourself in a chamber that was the wrong chamber.
And you're dead. That's the end of you.
That's the end of you, mate. Indiana Jones style.
Do you find a lot of your knowledge of ancient Egypt comes from the
Tomb Raider.
Brendan Fraser vehicle, The Mummy?
I've never seen that.
Oh, really?
But I wish Brendan Fraser... I know Brendan Fraser needs to come back soon, and he probably will have a bit of a career renaissance. But I do miss him a little bit, because I've never seen any films he's been in. But I always just like having him around.
Yeah, he seems quite... He's quite a comforting presence.
Mm.
Nice big grin, big burly fella.
Yeah.
He's in a different world, I think he's doing now what The Rock was doing.
What do you mean?
Well, so the Rock's massive now.
Yeah.
In another world, I feel like another sort of parallel universe, that could have been Brendan Fraser.
Well, he was in a film with The Rock, wasn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But their paths have
terrible CGI.
Diverged, haven't they? Mm. But and in The Mummy, the mummy that comes back, he's looking for Ankh Sunamun, isn't he? And I think that is the name of the real life wife to Tutankhamun.
Ah. Did she live a long and full life? What did Tutankhamun die of?
They don't know. I think they're not sure. He died at 19. He ascended to the throne at 9. Died at 19. There was talk for a while that it was a blow to the head.
Right.
But that was proven to have happened after he died, probably when they're moving him around or whatever.
Bonk.
Clumsy.
That is that's the boy king.
Yeah,
you got one job.
Yeah. And they had two stillborn children who were buried and mummified with him.
Right.
I'm not sure what happened to his wife. The question was, how did he die? I don't know. I think it might have been because the guy. Interestingly, there was. This is fucking brilliant, by the way. I forgot to say this.
Did they do the old hook through the brain to get the brain out the nose?
Wasn't mentioned. I was looking out for that because that's the only thing I remember from school.
Exciting.
But one thing that I found absolutely fascinating is that. So have you heard? Everyone's heard of this, but just to check that you have as well. The curse of the tomb.
Mm.
So the idea that all these people died and all this shit happened. Right. Love this. Right. That was made up when it was discovered by guess who.
Oh, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Would it have been? No, he was dead by then.
Yeah, okay.
The fucking Daily Mail.
Really?
They made it up. Howard Carter died by an infected. Oh no, Lord Carnarvon died by an infected mosquito bite.
Right.
And Howard Carter died of cancer like quite a long time later.
Right.
But they jumped onto Carnarvon and said, oh yeah, this is the curse. This has happened, that's happened, all this stuff. It was completely made up.
Do you reckon they invented the curse of Strictly as well? They probably did.
What is the curse of Strictly? Oh, they keep fucking each other. Well, it's not the curse, is it? People just want to have sex with each other. I mean...
Yeah, I know, but like to give it a name... They gave it a name, so they invented the curse of Strictly, etc.
What is your favourite curse? hello@lukeandpeteshow.com.
Mm.
Tell us your favourite curse.
Mm.
Is there another one you can think of? What?
I wrote the word fuck.
What's that got to do with it?
Curse. You said it was your favourite
curse. Okay. Yeah,
get with it.
I don't mean the swears.
Point Dexter.
I don't mean the swears.
Speaking of Point Dexter, you called a child a Point Dexter this morning.
Mm. I always call Michael Cox of Zone of Marketing a Poindexter as well.
Yeah, why?
Do you know what Poindexter is?
No, it's like a geek nerd. Kid, yeah, nerd.
I called a kid a Poindexter because someone shared a story with me that a kid was volunteering at the local police station washing police cars for free.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of it.
Like
if that's not
boy.
A scam, get the fuck out of it. If it is a scam, good on you. Because that is good ambition for a young kid. I mean, what is going on? If my kids said that to me, I'd have to sit down with them and say, look, come on.
I'm going to need a look at that laptop, buddy.
You can be community spirited. Wash normal people's cars.
Normal? But you saying police people aren't... Police people aren't normal.
One of my closest friends is a police officer.
Cool.
And if he was in here now, he would say himself, I'm
wrong.
I'm going to
find his Western Digital.
They do an amazingly important job, but I just don't think a kid needs to be spending this time doing that. Do extra homework or something. That's going to stand you in better stead.
Extra homework.
Isn't it?
You're a Point Dexter now.
I am. All right, let's have a break. And after we come back, we'll do some of your emails and your homework.
Oh, lovely old job.
Hey, he looks just like you, Point Dexter.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hang fire, I've got some of these ones. Here we go.
You got new ones?
No.
And nobody said life was easy, so if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up and fight again.
No, it's just Macho Man Randy Savage giving us a little bit of advice about life.
It's great because you can't take a standing eight count unless you're standing. And he says, take the standing eight count and then get up.
There are some wrestling terms I haven't got a bloody clue.
Oh, we should do a bit of the boxing, actually. Remember we did it on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, but punchings happen. Did he do, who's the guy?
Should we do it now? Because Thursday will be too late.
The Gypsy King, what's his name?
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. Hmm. Did he choose at one point to use the one Anthony Joshua punch?
He should have.
He's allowed.
Maybe he did. That's how he won.
Is that why he won, right?
He was bestowed upon him with one Anthony Joshua punch. But I'm saving this.
Did you see that guy on LinkedIn who was claiming
that was great.
Claiming Tyson Fury. I took Tyson Fury aside 3 years ago and said, look, if your hand's as big as my head.
You can do this.
You can do this.
Get on the comeback trail.
He lost 10 stone and came up and went on the comeback trail.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's amazing.
I love broken men. I love weird men.
Well, that's obvious why.
Yeah.
Can I just say also, your continued ability to forget the name of the world's most famous people is amazing. So I know...
It's brilliant.
I know...
Yeah, but I've always got something to link into it, and it's a little puzzle for you and the listeners.
I know. I can understand why you'd forget the name of, you know, some obscure athlete or politician from back in the day. Tyson Fury has probably been the most famous person in the world over the last 48 hours.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
I just don't care enough.
No, you don't. Yeah. It was amazing.
Linus Tech Tips, I can tell you what they reviewed yesterday.
Go on.
What did they review yesterday?
They reviewed
an Unbreakable television recently. I watched that one. They told me...
What do they mean by that? So you could just chuck it off on the floor and it wouldn't break?
Yeah, you could give it a good old booting.
Yeah.
And I quite like the fact that they've got a Chinese kid in the... It's a big studio that's like in Canada that employs like 30, 40 people. And all they do is just make tech YouTube every single day. Tech.
Is that your dream job?
No, it was quite stressful, actually. It's three or four videos released every day on different channels.
Right.
They are a behemoth.
How do they get their hands on the tech?
Well, they order weird tech from Alibaba and also like Wish.com, like weird kind of like Chinese providers and stuff. They've got hookups all around the world. And they just keep on reviewing weird smartphones, weird tellies, weird computers. They do little projects like they try and overclock or water cool things that shouldn't be water cooled. They water cooled a mobile phone. Or rather used some kind of technology to cool a mobile phone to improve its performance. And it really, really did work very well. So I watch all this stuff. But I really like this Chinese kid who just gets brought in to read the Chinese on the side of everything. Because obviously everything comes from China. If you're buying it a bit hooky, or if you're buying a version that only came out in China, this kid just comes in and goes, yeah, it's just telly.
Oh, really?
Box. He always goes, yeah, that just says television.
He's a full-time translator.
And I was like, just learn the kanji for television, mate.
Yeah, you should know that by now.
You should know that by now. You review tellies every single day. Yeah. Know what television looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak Italian, but I know what chow means.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where were you going with that?
I'm just saying that's the part of my brain.
Yeah, but
dedicated
you said
to.
You said that. Do you want to know what they've been up to? A unbreakable telly. What happened?
Oh, yeah, they kicked it. They punched it, and it was fine. Absolutely fine.
It's exactly as you'd expect.
It's exactly as you'd expect. But it was quite an interesting little project. Just seeing people karate kick tellies. It's lovely. It really is rather lovely. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a couple of emails.
I'll do them now.
I've been locked out of. I've got a user recovery email address on my mobile phone.
I'll do the emails, no problem. You can get them ready for next time.
Yeah.
This is one from, I think his name's Dre, which is a great name, Dray.
Lovely.
It's about old man names. He says, hi guys, I moved to Ireland 5 years ago when I was 12. When I arrived, I met many Johns, Kevins, Pauls, Barrys and Marks, all with the age range of 9 to 13, meaning they're all no older than 18 today. Dre from Bantry. So we said you wouldn't find young people named those names.
Right.
But
what
it sounds like
the names again? Pile Foom?
John?
John's a bit of an evergreen name, I would say.
Kevin?
Less so. Baby Kevin's funny.
Paul?
Baby Paul is funny. Why are these all funny?
That's weird, isn't it?
Is it because we've grown up with these names? So grown-up people have names like Paul and Kevin and Steve and Luke and
Well,
Pete.
There's going to be a time...
Baby Luke's funny.
There's going to be a time where... these names come around again, and we're going to feel old or find it funny. Maybe it's happening, but I don't agree with you on John. I think if someone says, "Oh, I've got a baby, really pleased, thank you, mother and baby doing well, etc., etc." John was born. I mean, it seems mental.
Is it just like a church thing? Like we were kind of obviously.
Well, they're biblical now. John and Paul are a biblical names.
John
aren't
Paul,
so is Mark.
All those ones, like they kind of. Then is it just because we just think about the cross less? We're just less.
One of them's Barry.
Driven by it.
Barry is
Barry
not
the babies. It's not right, is
you,
it? It's not right.
Do you want to come? You coming over? Bring Barry. Barry should not be a baby in that situation.
Barry sounds like a car.
Should
or
be a fucking
Hoover.
Dog.
Barry the dog's a good name. Yeah.
Anyway, like so that. Apparently in Ireland they're all the rage. Apparently, 18 years ago, so 2002, people were still naming their babies John, Kevin, Paul, Barry, and or Mark.
Barry.
That's
Mark the baby.
Sounds like an instruction.
Mark the baby. I don't want to get it mixed up with the other babies.
This is a good email from regular email James Tortoise, who says, hi guys, I'm a couple of episodes behind, so apologies if you've heard this, but I've just heard the Buck Bumble episode from a few weeks back. Remember Buck Bumble? It's a wicked grime soundtrack to an N64 game.
Okay.
It's really good. He said it reminded me of this classic, arguably the first proper grime track from way back in 1994. This is the theme tune, Pete, to the Super Nintendo SNES game, SNES game, Wolverine Adamantium Rage. Are you familiar with the game?
I know he's made of his bones are made of adamantium, or it's grafted onto his bones anyway. Why he'd be in a rage, I don't know, but let's find out.
He looks very angry on the cover. Listen to this.
Samples are horrible, isn't it? Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. Can you imagine it, can't you? Yeah.
Give us some bass drum. Come on. There we go. Oh.
Good, right?
This is like every UK garage night in Leicester in the late 90s.
Yeah. It's on the darker side of it's UK
scary,
drill.
It's
quite drill. 1994, this.
This is cool.
If you heard this on the radio now, you think...
Well, if you just ran that MIDI, I mean, you could probably get that MIDI transformed into, like, something better that sounded better. I'd love to hear an updated version of that.
If there are any grime artists listening, don't sleep on this.
Give us the Casualty theme on the top of it.
Yeah.
Lovely old job.
Amazing, right?
That is a banger. I usually don't like old video game music, but that is a banger.
Really good song. I think that it's one of those ones where sometimes you'll hear a song that's released 5 years ago and you think, oh, that sounds old.
Yeah.
And sometimes you hear a song that, in this case, is released, 25, 26 years ago, and it still sounds fresh. Fresh. Here we go. Here's a listener who, I mean, I give, as I said to some of our listeners already before, I do a little bold sentence pricey on top of all the emails, right, just so I know what they're about, so okay, I know okay, what's coming up. Yeah. It's obviously the night before I go through them. The sentence I wrote last night for this email is, a listener we have undoubtedly offended whose son's name is John.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys. Big fan. I have a 22-month-old called John. He goes by Johnny, which works better
for a toddler. Yeah.
He is named after his grandfather, who was himself named after his uncle, so the lineage played a part, especially in our Greek family, where naming after a grandparent is common and a sign of respect. Admit it is a bit weird when we take him to swimming classes and it's full of babies and the instructor does a roll call and yells out John. We do find ourselves telling people they can call him Johnny, but nonetheless, we were much more happy giving him a more traditional name.
Oh, it'll all calm down.
Lots of love, Nick.
What's Nick's? Can we dox him? Have we got a second name? Is it a very Greek second name?
I'll have to check. I mean, you're not even in the fucking. Oh, it's let me find it.
I can't get in because somebody's set the recovery email to something that's not me. It's Lord Ramble.
It's your problem.
It is.
It's called Nick. Oh, I can't find it, mate. Oh, Nick. Oh, yeah, it's got a Greek name. Nick Totsidis.
Totsidis.
Yeah,
that's a cool name. I like that. Yeah, so
John Totsidis sounds quite good.
Sounds like a man who commentates on the football on Five Live.
Sounds like a man.
Let's leave it at that.
Sounds like a man.
Let's leave it at that.
We have got quite a few telemarketer emails as well.
Oh, lovely old job.
But we'll do those. Excuse me, we'll do those.
Hello,
next week.
Hello, I was on there.
I've got a little bit.
Curse of Belly.
Because I thought
Curse
you.
Tutankhamun. Don't bring your bloody Tutankhamun. Polio nonsense around here, please.
Well, because I did a burp. Yeah. That's a symptom of polio.
Look, it's the first sign.
Is it? Because I thought you were going to be on time.
Right.
I
was on time. I was a minute past.
I smashed my porridge down as quick as possible. And that's repeating on me. But we're going to do the, telemarketer homework next week before we set more homework, because the reason why is I've got an email here that I've been meaning to do for ages and I haven't squeezed it in. It's from Matt and I'm going to squeeze it in now. It's about attic finds and free DVDs from a few weeks back. That you
nice,
saw.
Nice.
And it's a good one, so I want to include it. Attic Discovery, says Matt. After this podcast, after I listened to that episode of the podcast, I ventured up into my attic room, which has been converted into a bedroom. Mm. We don't use the room very often, and it's generally full of junk. I love that. Spent all that money converting it. Still use it as an attic. What's the difference? It's just got a carpet and a window now.
Dumping around.
Cost 40 grand.
Love it.
I ascended the staircase knowing quite honestly that there wasn't much of interest, but I wanted to get involved. This was my moment to finally be a part of the show. Upon reaching the landing and stepping through the door threshold, my bare foot stepped on something that can only be described as crusty.
Oh.
I switched on the light, aimed my eyes to the floor, and discovered some crusty old cat sick.
Oh, that's all right. I thought it was going to be like a mouse or a bat.
Yeah. He said he was fuming. It's like, I hope you wash your foot afterwards. Hopped down the stairs, then washed your foot. And then free DVDs, around 2000, says Matt. And after a tidy little bonus from work, my old man decided to make a purchase for the ages. A Pioneer 5.1 Dolby surround sound system.
Hello. That looks chunky. That feels chunky.
I think that's going to be weighty. I love late 90s, early 2000s tech.
Well,
it's the only bit of tech I'm that into.
No, well, the problem is you're saying it's weighty. It's probably not going to be. It's going to be really plastic.
Yeah.
Which didn't sound quite as good.
Matt goes on to say, my dad was very proud with his latest tech purchase. The free DVDs contained the following: Shrek, Spider-Man, and one of Arnie's finest, The Sixth Day. That isn't one of my
favorites. I don't remember. I do kind of remember The Sixth Day, but I can't. It was definitely one of his later ones, wasn't it?
You can't say it's one of his finest, can you?
No, not in the slightest. I can't remember what it was about.
I'll tell you, in the distant future, human cloning technology falls into the destructive, corrupt hands of a multinational corporation.
Oh.
But one man refuses to be a pawn in this deadly conspiracy. I think that might be Arnie. I'll hedge my bets. The anticipation of getting everything set up for later that night to enjoy our first movie in the new surround sound experience was amazing. Cue hilarity, though, at watching my dad spend hours in furious frustration not knowing what the fuck he was doing. Meanwhile, listening to my mum sarcastically ask the eponymous question to the man of the house when setting anything up, have you read the instructions?
No, there's nothing worse. And then you do read the instructions, you realise the male ego is quite destructive sometimes.
It's not.
I'll just pile in there and see how it goes. I've read the instructions and I've busted it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Eponymous doesn't mean that, by the way, Matt, but that's okay. We can cover that another day.
Don't correct people's emails. Start correcting me constantly.
But Pete, you say that one of the best things about being a broadcaster is that when I correct you because you're wrong, but my correction is also wrong and then we're both wrong.
Yeah.
That's kind of our whole
goal. No. The dream is that I was right in the first place.
Well, that never happens.
No, that's happened a couple of times, and I get erections.
So he's like, you can get them.
Big old poppers. Big old morning poppers over it.
Little trouser tent.
Yeah.
What? When's the last time I've corrected you when you've been right all along?
I can't remember a video I watched yesterday. So, I mean,
you're not going to remember that. But it's so important to you. You'd think you'd be able to remember it.
I'm sure our listeners. You're giving yourself too much credit.
I'm sure our listeners will remind us.
Yeah.
Hello at lukeandpeach.com. Right. That's about as much time as we've got for today. Hope you have an excellent rest of your Monday. Have a good week as well. And we'll be back on Thursday. We'll do some of your homework. We'll do some other bits and pieces. We'll set you some more homework as well. It'll be lots of fun. Mm. So we'll see you then.
Lovely. I'm going to play us out. I'm not going to use the usual theme. I'm going to use this, Attic Attack. The theme tune to Attic Attack. You know that one?
No.
Oh, the person who's uploaded it has not included the music. So let's just,
well done, mate.
Let's use the normal music. The Luke and Pete Show theme.
Pete.
I'm working with amateurs here.
The fuck, yeah, yourself.
On the internet.
Yourself.
Can't get the email box.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.